Appendices. Appendix D. How the plan was developed. This appendix broadly outlines the national frameworks, population-based planning tools, and the Western Australian framework that have been used in the development of the Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan, 2015 to 2025 plan. National Service Planning Frameworks. National Mental Health Service Planning Framework, NMHSPF. The 4th National Mental Health Plan, an agenda for collaborative government action in mental health, 2009 to 2014, made an explicit commitment to developing the NMHSPF. The development of the NMHSPF was led by the New South Wales Ministry of Health, in partnership with Queensland Health, with input from jurisdictions including Western Australia. In October 2013, the first version of the NMHSPF and its estimator tool, ET, was completed. The NMHSPF is based on sound epidemiology data about the prevalence of mental illness, as well as evidence-based guidelines. It describes the mental health services required for a range of conditions. It translates this into an estimate of the need and demand for mental health services per 100,000 population, and the staffing, beds and resources needed to provide those services. Drug and Alcohol Service Planning Model, DASPM. In 2014, the Drug and Alcohol Clinical Care and Prevention Model, DACCP, was renamed to the Drug and Alcohol Service Planning Model, DASPM. The DASPM was commissioned in early 2010 by the Ministerial Council on Drug Strategy through the Intergovernmental Committee on Drugs, IGCD. The project aimed to develop a nationally agreed population-based planning model which could be used to estimate the need and demand for alcohol and other drug services across Australia. In 2013, the DASPM, which also included an ET for alcohol and other drug services, was released to jurisdictions for the purposes of planning and analysis. Western Australian Service Planning Frameworks. The two national population-based modelling tools were adapted to address the unique needs of the Western Australian population. However, it's important to note that the modelling tools used to form the plan differ to that used by the Department of Health for the development of the Clinical Services Framework. The Western Australian Modelling Tools. Western Australia has adapted the NMHSPF-ET to develop the Western Australian Mental Health Estimator Tool, WAMH-ET. The WAMH-ET takes into account the unique aspects of Western Australia's geography and population distribution. This is particularly relevant when estimating services needed for youth, Aboriginal people, and regional communities in Western Australia. Like the WAMH-ET, the DASPM-ET estimates the number and type of services required for a comprehensive alcohol and other drug treatment system. An internal steering group within the former Western Australian Drug and Alcohol Office, in consultation with experts and stakeholders, has worked to ensure that the DASPM modelling is reflective of Western Australia's unique needs, including Aboriginal people and regional communities in Western Australia, i.e. the WADASPM-ET. The former Drug and Alcohol Office developed the Model of Demand Index, MODI, which is an index of multiple alcohol and other drug-related indicators. The MODI helps to identify areas of alcohol and other drug service demand in Western Australia by mapping alcohol and other drug demand at a localised level. This will help to inform and prioritise where new services are required. The Western Australian Department of Health Clinical Services Framework. The Western Australian Health Clinical Services Framework, CSF, is the principal government-endorsed clinical service planning framework for Western Australia's public health system. The CSF is refreshed at intervals of approximately 5 years. The latest iteration covers the 10-year period 2014 to 2024 and has been developed in collaboration with the Mental Health Commission and the former Drug and Alcohol Office. This approach has enabled mental health, alcohol and other drug services to complement the Department of Health's broader planning processes and financial modelling. The demand model used by the Department of Health differs from the WAMH-ET and the WADASPM-ET. However, the plan ensures that estimates of future need across the system are able to be converted into activity, such as weighted activity units, where relevant. This will ensure that assumptions made in the plan can be mapped to current activity planning within the public mental health system. Estimating services needed. Modelling for severity. Individuals with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems are categorised in the plan as either mild, moderate or severe to aid in determining the type of services required. Mild populations are treated entirely in the primary care stream and do not need either specialised ambulatory support, specialised psychosocial support or inpatient care. Symptoms are usually resolved within a 12-month period, and disruption to performing in normal roles is minimal, for example, 1 to 2 days out of role. Moderate populations require enhanced primary care services, but no inpatient services. Their symptoms persist for longer than 12 months, and days out of role is limited to several days only. Severe populations may include the need for ambulatory only and/or inpatient care, and many would benefit from community support services. They experience several negative symptoms that significantly impact on their functioning. As a result of the symptoms experienced, it's estimated that all 100% of these people will come to the attention of services and seek or receive mental health treatment. The plan estimates resources to service people with a severe mental illness only. It is considered that people with a moderate or mild illness will be treated in primary care. The plan estimates resources to service people with mild, moderate, and severe alcohol and other drug problems. It is considered people with alcohol and other drug problems are seen in publicly funded services, with few seeking treatment privately or in the Commonwealth-funded primary care sector. Figures 1 and 2 on the next page show the step-by-step modelling used in the NMH-SPF-ET and the DASPM-ET, including the severity. Light green shows the input required into the model modifiable. The orange shows the modelling assumptions unmodifiable. And dark green indicates resource outputs. Appendix D, Figure 1. Mental illness prevalence and service level in NMH-SPF-ET. Population. Mental illness, MI, 17.3%. Mild MI, 9.4%. Moderate MI, 4.8%, severe MI, 3.1%, service level, 50%, shorter-term primary care, service level, 80%, enhanced primary care, service level, 100%, beds, hours, beds, hours, beds, hours. Appendix D, Figure 2. Alcohol and other drug prevalence and service level in DASPM-ET. Population. AOD issue, AOD, 2.7%. Mild AOD, 0.8%. Moderate AOD, 0.7%. Severe AOD, 1.2%. Service level, 20%. Amphetamines and opioids are not included. Service level, 50%. Opioids are not included. Service level 100%, exception of amphetamines, which is estimated at 35%. Beds, hours. Beds, hours. Beds, hours. AOD equals alcohol and other drug. Modelling process summary. The WAMH-ET and WADASPM-ET were used to calculate the time and quantity of services needed for the projected Western Australian population. The Western Australian population projections used in the modelling were sourced from the Department of Treasury, Western Australia, in consultation and liaison with the Western Australian Department of Health. This demand modelling process involves the application of statistical methods, epidemiological data, evidence-based practice and stakeholder expertise to estimate the type and quantity of services needed based on population size and features, for example, age groups, gender. The modelling tools apply a stepwise modelling process to all service streams, as shown on page 204, that can be easily explained, replicated and updated. Assumptions applied are based on research and extensive clinical and expert consultation with key stakeholders across the state. The modelling tools are built in a flexible manner that allows complete adjustment of assumptions. The modelling will be updated to reflect the most up-to-date data and evidence every 2 years. Figure 3 on page 204 provides the modelling summary used in the planning processes WAMH-ET and WADA-SPM-ET. Dark green shows the NMH-SPF-ET and DASPM-ET resource outputs, unmodifiable. Light green shows the Western Australian modelling assumptions, modifiable. And orange shows the WAMH-ET and WADASPM-ET resource outputs. The plan provides an estimate of the services and resources, i.e. facilities and workforce, that are required across the state. And these estimates are based on the assumption that the whole system is in the optimal state. Therefore, a shortage in one part of the system means that other parts of the system will be unable to provide a level of service sufficient to meet demand, or a disproportionate burden will be placed on existing service elements, i.e. suboptimal supply, leading to poor outcomes and inflated costs. There are limitations to population-based planning modelling. The data provided remains a well-informed estimate influenced by underlying assumptions. Therefore, it is important to test such estimates through consultation and checking against current service configurations and benchmarks. In addition, high-level estimates of resource requirements require consultation and input from people who will utilise the services and local stakeholders to ensure appropriate on-the-ground application, taking account of resources already available and unique local circumstances. Appendix D, Figure 3, Western Australian Planning, Inputs, Modelling and Outputs. 1. NMH-SPF-ET and DASPM-ET outputs. Beds, hours, estimates taken from the NMH-SPF-ET and DASPM-ET, which is based on population input, determined by the user. See figures 1 and 2 on page 202. 2. Western Australian age groups. Service estimates by Western Australian age groups are extrapolated from the NMH-SPF-ET age groups 0 to 15 years, infant, child and adolescent, 16 to 24 years, youth, 25 to 64 years, adult and 65 plus years, older adult. Service estimates by Western Australian age groups from the DASPM-ET 0 to 11 years, infant and child, 12 to 17 years, youth, 18 to 64 years, adult, and 65 plus years, older adult. 3. Adjust the readmission rate, mental health, hospital beds only. The NMH-SPF-ET applied a 28-day readmission rate, 10% annually. The WAMH-ET adjusts this to correct the NMH-SPF-ET underestimate and to reflect readmissions for the Western Australian context. Age group. Annual readmission rate. Infant, child and adolescent, 0 to 15 years, 10%. Youth, 16 to 24 years, 30%. Adult, 25 to 64 years, 30%. Older adult, 65 plus years, 20%. 4. Regional loadings. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics is used to determine the input population by remoteness before the Independent Hospital Pricing Authority, HPA, loadings are applied. Part of the resource need for this population is factored into the general service demand built into the care packages. HPA loadings are conservatively applied to outer regional, remote and very remote locations to take into account the greater resource requirement to deliver services in the regions. Remoteness, IHPA loading, applicable population. Outer regional, 8%, 6.5%. Remote, 16%, 3.6%. Very remote, 22%, 2.9%. 5. Aboriginal service utilisation rate. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reported that hospitalisations among the Aboriginal population are higher than that of the general population nationally. Specifically in Western Australia, the ratio in 2013-14 was 3.94 times. This is the latest data available. Part of the resource need for the Aboriginal population is factored into the general service demand built into the care packages. The 3.94 loading is applied to the proportion of resources estimated for the Aboriginal population to take into account the greater resource requirement to deliver services for Aboriginal people. Population, Aboriginal, Non-Aboriginal. North Metropolitan 1.6%, 98.4%. South Metropolitan 2.1%, 97.9%. Northern and Remote 23.4%, 76.6%. Southern Country 3.8%, 96.2%. State Total 3.8%, 96.2%. 6. WAMHET and WADASPMET outputs. Service stream, output measure. Hospital inpatient services, beds. Hospital consultation and liaison services, hours of service. Community bed-based services, beds. Community treatment services, hours of service. Community support services, hours of support, hours of service, beds. Appendices. Estimating services for out-of-scope service streams. Prevention. The NMH SPF and DASPM do not specifically address prevention service requirements for mental health, alcohol and other drugs. For mental health, a Promotion and Prevention Consultation Group, PPCG, was formed, which comprised of representatives from key stakeholders, including consumers, carers, educational institutions, other relevant government departments, primary care representatives, and other interest groups. The PPCG provided advice on the development of the prevention section of the plan and undertook research upon which the mental health prevention resource requirement is based. While there is published evidence to guide what makes for an evidence-based approach to prevention, there is no modelling that exists to guide an optimal level of service for prevention activities. Modelling for the alcohol and other drug prevention components is based on existing programs, population projections, and expert advice via the establishment of and input from the Alcohol and Other Drug Prevention Expert Reference Group, including Curtin University, Western Australian Police, Department of Health and the National Drug Research Institute. Forensic. The NMH SPF and DASPM do not specifically address forensic mental health, alcohol and other drug services planning, neither in the service elements and care packages described, nor in the estimation of resources needed. It states explicitly that justice-related or forensic mental health, alcohol and other drug services were out of scope of the NMHSPF and DASPM development, particularly as the processes, services and decisions that relate to mental health services in the criminal justice system are dependent on the local judicial system. The Forensic Mental Health Services Planning Group, therefore, applied a modified method, informed by the NMHSPF. And best evidence to describe the services required and the resources needed. In circumstances where forensic mental health interventions comprised of service elements that were not defined within the NMHSPF care packages, service quantity was calculated using the logic of the NMHSPF. For example, one element of court diversion was informed by the care package that defined the amount of face-to-face time required for brief mental health assessments and the type of staff required. These data were then used to calculate the court diversion and support services. The acute bed-based requirements were determined using demand modelling, as the NMHSPF estimator tool method for estimating bed numbers only works when applied to a large population and where admission is driven by clinical need. The numbers of prisoners requiring beds was calculated using the estimated prevalence of mental disorders in prison. The number of beds required for those sent to hospital by courts on hospital orders and custody orders was estimated based on historical data. The key focus for forensic alcohol and other drug service provision is statewide police and court diversion. The requirements and priority areas were identified and endorsed by a reference group, including major partners, the Department of Corrective Services, the Department of the Attorney General, and the Western Australian Police. The process was informed by previous evaluations and operational experience. Estimates in the forensic section of the plan are for the optimal resource level required to deliver alcohol and other drug court and police-based diversion programs, such as diversion officer and booking service staff. Consultation and expert advice. Developing the plan. Formal governance arrangements were established to facilitate the processes of expert and stakeholder engagement in the design and development of the plan. Consultation took the form of consultation groups, forums, workshops, video conferences, briefings, and presentations from visiting experts. Stakeholders offered expert advice and input on the Western Australian Services Framework Classification System and Service Descriptions, see Appendix E. The Western Australian Services Framework applicability to local mental health, alcohol and other drug service issues. Unique Western Australian population features. Future planning and other relevant issues. For the mental health components of the plan, the following consultation occurred. More than 350 individuals, representing more than 100 relevant statewide agencies and interest groups, took part in this consultation process. A custom-designed survey provided further valuable input from more than 700 respondents. Consultation groups across the state provided advice on its major components. To assist in developing the alcohol and other drug treatment and support components of the plan, the former Drug and Alcohol Office held a stakeholder consultation workshop with a total of 87 representatives from the alcohol and other drug sector, mental health sector, consumers and families. Further consultation was undertaken with community members and stakeholders in the metropolitan area and in six other regions. A total of 172 people attended the forums. Representatives were from local alcohol and drug services, government departments, Medicare locals, and community support groups, including 24 community members. Review of the plan. The draft plan was released for public consultation between the 3rd of December 2014 and the 30th of March 2015. The feedback gathered during that time period has contributed to the revision of the draft plan to deliver this final plan. The consultation included valuable input from key stakeholders, including relevant state agencies, interest groups, consumers, carers, and families from across the state and in regional areas. Consultations included 19 consultation forums, comprising of 9 regional-based, Albany, Broome, Bunbury, Geraldton, Kalgoorlie, Karratha, Kununurra, Northern, and Roebourne. 1 public forum in the metropolitan area. 1 consumer, carer and families forum in the metropolitan area. 1 specific forum on alcohol and other drugs in the metropolitan area. 7 metropolitan-based forums focusing on specific service streams in the plan. Prevention, community support, community treatment, community bed-based services, hospital-based services, specialised statewide services and forensic services. There were 696 individuals who attended the consultation forums. There was a total of 245 online survey participants. The Mental Health Commission received a total of 63 written submissions. For further information on feedback received, please visit the Mental Health Commission website, www.mhcwa.gov.au. Appendices. Appendix E. The Western Australian Services Framework. The Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Framework, the Western Australian Services Framework, describes the comprehensive service system required to meet the needs of the state. It has been developed based on National Taxonomy Classification System. The Western Australian Services Framework is consistent with national approaches and includes 5 main service streams, as shown in Appendix E, Figure 1, below. Appendix E, Figure 1, Western Australian Services Framework, Service Streams. Prevention, Community Support Services, Community Treatment Services, Community Bed-Based Services, Hospital Bed-Based Services. The service streams form part of a complex system of services that may overlap and interact. Underpinning each service stream is a number of substreams, categories, elements, and target groups where appropriate. The Western Australian Services Framework, see Appendix E, Figure 2, does not attempt to describe service delivery model features such as the service environment, provider, nor how the service is funded. Rather, by classifying the services required, the current system of services can be mapped and service gaps identified to facilitate strategic and effective investment decisions. In addition, by being provider neutral, the Western Australian Services Framework can accommodate services provided by public, private, profit and not-for-profit, and public-private partnership service providers. Appendix E, Figure 2, Western Australian Services Framework. Service stream, substream, service category, service element, prevention, promote well-being, prevention, community programs, promoting mentally healthy communities, community action plans and programs, volatile substance use coordination, community education, stigma reduction, resilience building programs, healthy aging programs, mental health literacy, mental health first aid, media, peer, mass reach campaigns, school-based programs, parent and family, prescriber and or dispenser, systems and environments, local government, workplaces, leisure and sporting environments, licensed premises, youth settings, health public policy, program for evidence-based policy adoption, building healthy public policy, enforcement and regulation, development of new legislation, enforcement of relevant legislation and rights, prevent diversion of drugs, brief interventions, screening and brief intervention, pre-arrest diversion, web-based interventions, suicide prevention strategies, addressing risk factors, focusing on the known determinants of mental illness and of alcohol and other drug use. Appendices. Appendix E, Figure 2, Western Australian Services Framework continued. Service stream, substream, service category, service element, community support services, individuals, families and carers, harm reduction, needle and syringe programs, opiate overdose prevention, safe places for intoxicated people, peer harm reduction, patrols, crisis accommodation, group programs, recovery-focused programs, personalized, peer support, recovery programs and coordination, health, social and welfare support, education and training support, employment specialist programs, home inreach, individual support and recovery, for example, accommodation and tenancy support, residential crisis support, post-residential support, individual advocacy, family and carer support, flexible outreach, carer and or family support, peer support, flexible respite, individual advocacy. Appendices. Appendix E, Figure 2, Western Australian Services Framework continued. Service stream, substream, service category, service element, community treatment services, primary care, ambulatory, primary care, general practitioners, nurse practitioners, better access to mental health practitioners through Medicare, targeted interventions, opioid pharmacotherapy, pharmacy, enhanced primary care, allied health, Aboriginal social and emotional well-being, non-residential, specialist medical addiction medicine, medical and nursing, specialist counselling and support, alcohol and other drug workers and allied health, acute, intensive, continuing, infant, child and adolescent, youth, adult, older adult, specialised statewide services, eating disorders, perinatal, neuropsychiatry and neurosciences, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, co-occurring mental illness and intellectual, cognitive or developmental disability, sexuality, sex and gender diversity, children in care, transcultural, hearing and vision impaired, homelessness. Forensic, infant, child and adolescent. Youth, adult, older adult. Appendices, Appendix E, Figure 2, Western Australian Services Framework, continued. Service stream, substream, service category, service element. Community bed-based services, residential. Alcohol and other drugs, low medical withdrawal, residential rehabilitation. Subacute short stay, step up, step down, youth, adult. Subacute medium stay, youth, adult, older adult. Non-acute long stay, youth, adult, older adult. Non-acute long stay, nursing home based, older adult. Appendices, Appendix E, Figure 2, Western Australian Services Framework, continued. Service stream, substream, service category, service element. Hospital bed-based services, inpatient. Alcohol and other drugs, complex medical withdrawal, high medical withdrawal. Emergency departments, mental health, alcohol and other drug observation areas. Consultation and liaison. Emergency department consultation and liaison, including alcohol and other drug brief intervention. General hospitals. Specialised statewide services, acute. Eating disorders, perinatal. Neuropsychiatry and neurosciences. Acute, infant, child and adolescent. Youth, adult, older adult. Subacute, short stay. Non-acute, long stay. Hospital in the home, high medical withdrawal, mental health. Forensic, acute, subacute. Appendices, Appendix F, costing. Both the operational and the capital costings have been undertaken to show the worst case cost scenario for the state in relation to delivering the Western Australian Mental Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Services Plan 2015 to 2025 plan. In practice, many capital builds will not be required, as other options, for example leasing, public-private partnerships, etc., may be sought as an alternative. Further, the composition of funding sources for operational costs may also change over time, proportion of state, commonwealth, philanthropic, and other funding. There are certain exclusions from the costing, however the costings represent the likely cost to the state for services which the newly amalgamated Mental Health Commission would purchase. Operational costings. The operational costings of the plan has been undertaken in two scenarios. The estimated cost to the whole system, regardless of provider and funder, and the estimated cost to the state. The operational costings are reported in 2012-13 terms, not adjusted for inflation, and show recurrent costs of the system once resources are in place. The operational costings account for items which could fall under other goods and services, higher wages and allowances for those who would work in regional areas, and public servants working at the Mental Health Commission. There are three exclusions from the operational costings. Prevention activities which are not funded through the newly amalgamated Mental Health Commission. In-prison costs. The cost of implementing individual initiatives. Prevention resources outlined in the plan are limited to those funded solely by the newly amalgamated Mental Health Commission. The in-prison resource requirements were modelled in partnership with the Department of Corrective Services and would be a state-funded resource requirement. However, the estimated cost of those resources is excluded from the costings. The estimated state recurrent cost has been calculated based on known other funding sources, such as the Commonwealth Government, with historic proportion remaining the same. In circumstances where the level of funding from other sources was unknown or could not be quantified, a conservative approach has been taken, and the entire cost has been allocated to the state. The estimated cost of each service stream is shown in Appendix F, Figure 1, below, which represents the annual cost of resources required in 2025 using $2012-$13, unadjusted for inflation. The community forensic hours of service have been grouped with the community treatment hours of service for ease of costing and comparison. Further, the specialised inpatient beds, eating disorders and perinatal, hospital in the home, HITH beds, mental health observation area, MHOA beds, and forensic inpatient beds have been grouped with hospital beds for the above reason. Appendix F, Table 1, below, details the annual costs of 2025 resources in 2012 to 13 terms. Appendix F, Table 1, annual operational costs in 2025 by service stream, 2012 to 13 terms. Service stream, state funding, dollars in millions. Other funding, dollars in millions. Total system cost, dollars in millions. Prevention. State funding, 89.2. Other funding, 0.0. Total system cost, 89.2. Community support. State funding, 245.6. Other funding, 201.6. Total system cost, 447.2. Community treatment. State funding, 481.9. Other funding, 193. Total system cost, 674.9. Community beds. State funding, 126.7. Other funding, 85.7. Total system cost, 212.3. Hospital beds. State funding, 326. Other funding, 149.8. Total system cost, 475.7. System-wide support. State funding, 22.3. Other funding, 0. Total system cost, 22.3. Total state funding, 1,291.6. Other funding, 630. Total system cost, 1,921.6. As discussed in the hospital-based services section, the future purchasing direction across the public and private sectors will be further explored, and the demand will be remodeled every 2 years. For the costing purposes only, all inpatient beds have been allocated to the state. As shown in the plan matrix on page 105, various services and initiatives will come into operation during one of the three periods, by the end of 2017, 2020, and 2025. It is important to gain an understanding of how the operational costs will change over the three periods with the various new and expanded services in operation. Appendix F, Figure 2 below, shows the likely annual operating cost in 2017, 2020, and 2025, if phasing of initiatives occurs as stipulated in the plan matrix. Appendix F, Table 2 below, details the annual operational costs in 2017, 2020, and 2025, if the phasing of initiatives and services were in line with the plan matrix. Appendix F, Table 2, annual operational costs in 2017, 2020, and 2025, 2012 to 13 terms. Phases by the end of state funding, dollars in millions. Other funding, dollars in millions. Total system cost, dollars in millions. 2012 to 13, actual state funding, 526.7. Other funding, 228. Total system cost, 754.8. 2017, state funding, 768.7, other funding, 312.5, total system cost, 1,081.2. 2020, state funding, 937.1, other funding, 429.1, total system cost, 1,366.2. 2025, state funding, 1,291.6, other funding, 630. Total system cost, 1,921.6. The cost of implementing initiatives will occur during the development of business cases for government consideration, at which point the operational costs will also be updated to include latest market information regarding costs. Capital costings. The capital costing of the plan is reflected in 2012-13 terms and is not adjusted for inflation. Each facility requirement has been costed as a new build for the purposes of costing capital for the plan. There are a few exclusions from the costings. Housing is excluded as is not provided or purchased by the Mental Health Commission, and the method of procurement is yet to be determined and evaluated during business case development. Community beds in aged care facilities is generally funded by the Commonwealth Government and has been excluded from the capital costings. The closure and decommissioning of Greylands Hospital and Selby Older Adult Unit. In-prison beds are excluded, as is not provided or purchased by the Mental Health Commission. The in-prison bed requirements were modelled in partnership with the Department of Corrective Services and would be a state-funded resource requirement. However, the estimated capital cost of those beds is excluded from the costings. The estimated cost of each service stream is shown in Appendix F, Figure 3 below, which represents the capital costing required by the end of 2025, using 2012-13 dollars, unadjusted for inflation. The community forensic services have been grouped with the community treatment services for ease of costing and comparison. Further, the specialised inpatient beds, eating disorders and perinatal, the MHOA beds, and forensic inpatient beds have been grouped with hospital beds for the above reason. Appendix F, Figure 4, below, shows the estimated capital cost in 2012-13 terms, unadjusted for inflation, for the three periods, by the end of 2017, 2020, and 2025. This is in line with the plan matrix on page 105, where it shows the time periods the various services and initiatives will come into operation, according to the actions. Detailed costings in relation to capital will be undertaken and included in individual business cases as they are developed. Options analysis will also be undertaken in the business cases to ascertain optimal procurement method of delivering the capital for each individual initiative.